Most people think the border crisis isn't a crisis at all, when, in fact, it is a current problem. While there are a vast majority of peaceful immigrants, there is an increase in violence among immigrants coming into other countries. These countries include, but are definitely not limited to, the United States, Germany, Sweden, and France.
Hi, I'm Tobias Porter.
And Bailey Rodriguez.
And this podcast is Invasion of the Motherland. The refugee and the immigrant problem. Where do they come from? Most of these immigrants come from South America and go into the United States, while in Europe they come from Syria and other various Middle Eastern countries. These different groups have some reasons on and why they need to escape their countries. Most notable is the Syrian Civil War, which reported by the UNHCR, 5.6 million Syrians have fled their home country.
The freedom and safety of the U.S. is what is causing so many immigrants to try and rush the border to enter the United States. What's the problem with the border, I hear you asking? Well, the problem is the dangers of the Texas border and the people who have to deal with the immigrants trying to cross it. A vast majority of the women who have come across the men crossing the border have been either raped or sexually assaulted in some way. The source says in the process of crossing, which means, most likely, more than once or twice. The men who are raping the women are also entering the country. These men will probably continue raping women when they successfully enter the country. The immigrants that came in used to be very respectful and asked for work for a couple of days, but the ones coming in recently are violent and steal things from the ranchers near the border. They have already entered the country and are stealing because they have never had laws and rules like the United States.
There is also freedom and safety crisis in Europe thanks to these Muslim refugees. They violate the basic human rights of people and they harm people who cannot control who they are. To quote the Quran, "For ye practices lust on men in preference to women, ye are indeed a people transgressing beyond bounds, and we rain down on them a shower of brimstone." This passage of the Quran talks about how if a man lusts on another man, he should be stoned to death. Stoning is a practice of throwing rocks at people's heads till they die. This passage is talking about homosexuals and how they should be stoned for what they cannot control.
The law of one person, one vote, is essential to democracy, but heretical to Islam. According to the Quran, the testimony of a woman is worth only half of a man, and Jews and Christians are never to have equal standing with Muslims under the law, and certainly never to be in a position of authority over Muslims. Atheists are to be killed outright. This quote from a prized Muslim clerk talks about how Muslims should have all authority and how others cannot rule or have equal rights, showing how Muslims have a disdain for other religions and practices. This is in vain to what Western and European countries have been believing about everyone being treated equal, no matter religion. But some of the Muslims do not care and only want to see destruction of enemies and the success of Islam. In summary, while there are some peaceful immigrants who migrate to have a better life, there are also immigrants that migrate to cause violence and some who break major laws.
stay